You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is the result of a listener request about purpose. Purpose is the one thing that differentiates us from machines. We're going to talk about how to know your purpose. This understanding, well, could change your life. Stay tuned. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, tell us about the listener question so we can understand where are you going with this topic?
Well, it was about purpose.
Okay.
And how it works in terms of the cycle of your essence.
Oh.
So we'll just talk about the questions right now and give
Go
the
for
answers.
It. Okay? Sure.
And all these answers will lead to other questions. So we'll just keep going for
okay.
the rest of the show.
Okay.
Because it's a big topic.
It is. It's a huge topic.
You know, the first question was, when a person has cleared enough the negative energy to finally understand his or her life purpose and practice that life purpose, when they die, do they still come back for more and more lifetimes?
Okay.
Good question.
It is.
There's this belief out there that we subscribe to. We see this.
Okay.
You know, it's not about beliefs for us. It's we go look.
We use our
intuition and we go look.
Right.
And we validate things. We found a lot of misconceptions, but we also validate a lot of things.
Okay.
We do have this cycle. Our essence goes through a cycle. We come here to learn mm-hmm. in the physical plane. And then when we die, we cycle back. But what we found, first of all, is that there's so much negative energy already in the world that people aren't learning.
No.
And you know, they're cycling back.
And by the way, we were intended to come here to learn.
To learn.
I want to make sure you
evolve,
and I... To evolve.
And then the next lifetime, there'll be more evolution and more evolution and more evolution.
And with that, you gain a form of wisdom. You gain a form of knowing. And most people, they always want to look to an expert. But you and I both know...
You're supposed to be able to have that knowing within yourself.
That's correct.
But here's what we see. Mm-hmm. And as intuitives, and we've been refining our intuition, that's not happening.
No.
People are the amount of negative energy is so overwhelming that we're not even evolving in this lifetime.
No.
We're just coping and then die. Well,
and
come
getting
back.
Through, so to speak.
That's one reason for childhood diseases, for example.
Yes.
You know, little kids aren't coming because they've had trauma in childhood. They're coming because they've already had trauma in their essence. And when they come back around,
that negative energy
is expressed in their in a physical disease.
Exactly.
So I would say...
Or even an emotional disease, but go ahead.
I would like to answer that question by saying, first of all... people don't understand how much negative energy we already have in our own essence.
Correct.
And we're still understanding after 20 years, over 20 years now. It's mm-hmm. over 20 years
it
now.
Is.
But I guess we're going on 25. But that's
another. Here and there at the moment.
Yeah, yes. We're refining the understanding of our own purpose after
yes.
that much time.
Yes.
And as it should be, it doesn't mean that we were wrong before. But it just means that there's a little more clarity and a little more clarity.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. We're gaining clarity now that if we ask the same questions we asked 20, 25 years ago, we wouldn't have had the clarity in the answer that we have now.
It's sort of like the beginning color TV sets that didn't have much resolution.
No,
and now they're big 4K, 65 inch. That's the difference. That's what
yes.
it looks like. There's much more clarity. So, Chances are most people in this lifetime aren't going to clear enough so that they can move on to the next. And we see that we still have a lot of negative energy in our essence,
yes,
that we're working on, and we're going to be continuing working on that to the day we die. However, the understanding about our purpose, the more understanding that we have, the more we're able to implement our purpose.
Yes.
And as we implement our purpose, it's deeply, deeply satisfying.
Very much so.
And most people don't even have that satisfaction.
That's true.
So another question, do we have a different purpose to figure out when we come back, or do we just continue with the same purpose?
Well, I'm going to answer a little bit of that. Number one, we never have one purpose. It's not just one. I've never seen anybody with just one. So I would say that we're going to continue with things and learning things about purpose and what we're supposed to do with those purposes. Say it that way.
But what we see is that your purpose is innate to your essence. So even
to you personally.
Yes. So as your essence goes through again and again and again,
yes,
it's the same purpose,
yes,
but it could be expressed a million different ways.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, do we continue with our purpose after we die, Jason, you know, in some energetic way or
yes,
someplace else in the universe?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That is an option.
We see when people leave their physical body, they're still functioning in a way
yes,
in a functional way.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
I do see that.
Here's the last question was, or do we continue with our purpose after we die energetically somewhere else in the universe or other dimensions? Again, I know I've heard that before. I see that it happens occasionally, but not very often.
Okay.
Again, because we're so dysfunctional here, why would you go anyplace else?
Well,
we're coming back here. It's like not passing, you know, not passing first grade or something.
Yes.
You keep repeating it until you get it right.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry to be the messenger here. We're not doing very well right now. So
no. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we do the show. We're doing this show. This. I don't mean just this one show. That we do the ecosystem approach to help everyone
as a podcast.
As a podcast.
Radio, yes.
Exactly. And I have to tell you that we're calling out to all of you. This is a siren call to you saying, listen to what we're saying. Start using the ecosystem approach to clear that negative energy, because when you start clearing you, then things around you actually start getting better. The energy starts getting better.
So just an example.
Okay.
We have people around us all the time saying we should cut back and retire.
Oh.
You know, and we're older, you know, but
that was nice.
The truth is that it's almost incomprehensible to me that we would stop, because doing your purpose is so satisfying. But here's important. But what that question exposes,
okay,
is that people don't even understand their purpose.
No.
To them, you work at a job that's somewhat satisfying,
right,
until you retire. Try and get enough money in the bank so that you can don't have to have any financial worries. And then you basically do nothing. That's why Alzheimer's and dementia is so rampant. We see dementia up close, but people don't understand their purpose.
Yeah,
you know, and your brain says, well, you know, you don't know what you're doing. So why should I remember anything? You know, why should I be functional? Why should I, you know,
and the trauma that I'm carrying around is so painful. I don't want to remember anything.
Right. We see all these older people who are being warehoused in nursing homes and things like
true
that. And they put a nice face on it.
Yes.
But it doesn't make sense to us, because why would you know, if you're full of your purpose, you're doing everything you can to do that, whether you're working at your job or retired or whatever. You can't help it. And it's deeply satisfying. It is also very healthy. It makes you live longer. It makes you live with vitality.
And I was going to say, and with vitality. That's exactly what I was going to say.
So let's talk about just briefly, what is purpose?
Okay.
Humans have purpose. Mm-hmm. Machines have goals and objectives.
Okay.
And how many of you out there, me included, Patricia included, have lived most of your life with goals and objective, but no purpose, no understanding of purpose?
Exactly.
A person today can have goals and objective that have nothing to do with their purpose.
True.
You know, and your essence craves the expression of your purpose that comes from your essence.
Right.
And it's the key to a satisfying, fulfilling life.
Correct.
And it's almost non-existent today.
Yes.
So I spent most of my life, this is my example, searching for my purpose, but I would constantly be confused between my goals and objectives and my purpose.
Right.
And I'd often have a goal that seemed reasonable, but then to find out that, what am I doing here? You know, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it's
for me.
True. It's true.
And
this
happened, especially after, you know, the birth of my daughter, you know, I said, well, okay, we got to get health insurance. We got to have more money. We have, you know, all these things. And so I created goals and objectives. And then I kind of found myself in an island all of a sudden saying, what am I doing here? This isn't me. This, you know, and I floundered for a long time. So, I'm hoping we're doing a show today so that doesn't happen to you.
Exactly.
So, exactly. And listen up because we're talking about what you can do right today.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your essence holds your purpose and you get to it by uncovering the negative energy. It's an energetic process. You can't think, you can't figure out your purpose. Yeah. Your purpose is built into your essence and is a fundamental part of your existence and always stays as your essence.
Yes.
Deep life satisfaction and meaning comes from the expression of purpose in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to connect with your essence so you can know your purpose.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about some examples of purpose and how your purpose is not job dependent. Well, there's a concept.
Wow.
Yes. You can have the same job that seems to have no particular purpose, but the way you implement it makes a difference. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about some example purposes and how your purpose is not job dependent. you can have the same job that seems to have no particular purpose, you know, at all. But the way you implement it makes a difference. We're Married Intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, give us some examples. By the way, I really like this part of this particular show, everyone. I just wanted to say that to you because I believe it truly matters. So let me ask that question again. Jason, can you give us some examples of a purpose or purposes that a person or essence could have?
So these are very broad categories. I'm not sure this, I know this is not all inclusive.
Oh,
but,
not at all.
But this covers a lot of ground.
Yes,
okay?
It does.
And it's
in generalizations.
Yes, it's broad. And so here we go. Healer, you know, and that's a broad category.
Yes, it is.
Warrior slash advocate. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take up a sword to be a warrior. You can be an advocate, you know.
Right. I call that a champion.
Champion, yes.
Yes.
Here's a couple ways of saying the same thing. Entertainer, musician, artist, or someone who's creating good energy for the masses.
Yes.
A farmer, producer, creating subsistence.
Yeah.
You know,
I get that.
There are people that work to feed the rest of us.
Uncovering, and thank you very much.
Yes. Uncovering secrets, truth teller.
That's, you know, everybody has a piece of that, and it's what you do with it that matters.
Yes. But we're talking about broad purposes. So this doesn't mean you can be a healer one day. It doesn't mean it's your purpose. So that's true. So that's what we want to get to
well
here.
Said.
But
okay.
But I just want to give you the categories. Let's see, where
parent.
Was I? A parent raising children.
Yes.
Big, very, very important. Again, you can do it, but you know, that doesn't mean it's your purpose. Judge, arbitrator, engineer, builder, inventor, creative. You can be creative, but not really inventing anything. Intuitive, psychologist, spiritual leader, enterpriser, business person, organizer.
Yes.
Baker, cook. Explorer, scientist, caretaker, nurturer, and earth, climate, repair, healing, ecology.
Oh.
You know, I'm not sure 100 years ago that would have been someone's purpose, but...
Well, it might not have been a direct purpose, but things that people did, especially regarding the earth, I'm talking about learning about how to put chemicals in the earth and so forth. It was a big deal.
Yes. So now that was still pretty fast. If you want this list,
yes.
Go to our website right now. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, we're going to put it on the newsletter this week.
I love it.
On Wednesday. So go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free newsletter. It's all automatically free, and you'll get it every week, and it'll have clearings every week, and it'll help you not only uncover your purpose, but, you know, do the ecosystem approach on a regular basis.
Well, and I'm going to jump in here. As we were preparing for the show, I realized that this list that Jason and had just read off to you, first off, is not the entire list. There is so many more things. But I recommend signing up for that newsletter and going and reading this list and looking at it and read each one. Am I a healer? Ask yourself the question. Am I a healer? Well, like Jason said a minute ago, I'm a healer one day. You know, I've got children and they've got skin knees. That makes me a healer. Yes, it does
make
you.
Maybe, or maybe not.
Well, but it makes you a healer then.
Yes.
But that might not be your complete purpose.
It may not be your purpose.
That's exactly right.
We'll talk about that in the third segment.
Okay.
But there is something I want to talk about here. Okay.
Okay.
We think in very black and white terms. So we think, okay, if I know that I'm supposed to be an entertainer, for example, you know, and I'm sitting here as a janitor, or maybe I'm have an admin function in a company.
Okay.
How can I be an entertainer? Well, you can. You know, we have very black and white we think in a very black and white way. So our job, we think our job has to relate to our purpose. You know, it really doesn't. So And this is why it gets confusing.
Yes.
Because people think of their purpose in a very superficial way. And that's why the ecosystem approach is so important to understand your purpose, because as you take an energy approach and clear away the negative energy in your essence, mm-hmm. you'll start to understand yourself more. And that's where you know
yes.
What your purpose is, as opposed to having some sort of, well, I'm a musician, so therefore I'm an entertainer. Well, not necessarily.
Well,
you could be a healer.
Yes.
There's all sorts of things you could do. So does your purpose always relate to your job? Do you have to have a job that's specifically about your purpose?
And
No, not at all. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But here's the thing. And we're always practical when we talk about the ecosystem approach. Your job relates to practical considerations like geography, degree, mm-hmm. previous experience, mm-hmm. and probably the most important, money.
Yeah.
If you're already making a lot of money in a way that you think, oh, that's not my purpose at all, that doesn't mean you should quit your job. It just means that you should, this is a time to be more creative and say, okay, how can I do the job that I'm doing and continue to make the money I'm making
and
implement my purpose?
Exactly.
So we're going to give you an example right now.
Okay.
So when I met Patricia, she was working as a,
a purchaser.
Yeah, purchaser.
Buyer.
Buyer, mm-hmm. you know, for an art college. And it was inbox, outbox.
Yes,
you know,
very much so.
You have this process you have to go through to fulfill a purchase order. You talk to vendors.
Yes.
You talk to people that want these, that made out the purchase order. But in a way, if you look at it superficially, well, what's that purpose? Well, right. I want to kind of give you an example of how you could do this in a couple different ways. For
okay.
example, and you kind of did this when you were there, you could be a healer. So everybody that you talk to, whether you talk to the vendors or talk to the people that are requesting the information, the whatever needs to be purchased,
that is correct.
You could help them just by giving them a positive comment or just putting some positive energy in their life just for the moment.
And that's
in a very healing way.
A lot of the times, the way I approach that job.
And healers know how to do that.
Yes.
Warrior advocate. You might be an advocate for the person who wants something. It was usually at the last minute, right?
Yeah, more than once.
because they, you know, they were all artists, so they were not very organized.
Not at all.
So it was always at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So you can be a warrior and advocate for them.
Yes.
And often you had to be.
Yes.
An entertainer, musician, artist, creating good energy. I mean, you could take, and this is kind of pushing the envelope, mm-hmm. but you could sing to your vendors.
I didn't sing to them, but I certainly connected with them in a very entertaining way.
But often. Even if you did that, okay,
yes.
it doesn't mean it was your purpose.
Yes.
And that's my point here.
Okay? I get it.
That you could be a good person, but you can, once you start to zone in on what your purpose is, it can be very powerful. Say, okay, how can I do that right where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
without quitting my job, selling all my worldly possessions and moving on a mountaintop? You don't have to do any of that.
No.
You know, enterpriser, business person, organizer, you know, it could have been your mission to get the best price for your company.
Well, that was supposed to be the mission always.
Yes.
And unfortunately it didn't always happen that way, but that was what it was supposed to be.
Well, but if that wasn't your purpose, then that looks differently.
Yes.
So,
true.
And
true.
So, and we could have applied this particular job to all the different purposes that we just talked about.
Right.
If with enough creativity.
Absolutely.
So we're going to clear for that creativity in the last segment
today.
So stay tuned.
Yes. Yes,
but
yes.
Here's the other part that I want to talk about really quickly. Dark energy marks you in the area of your purpose.
Always. We've never seen
this mark before. One of the things that and this is fairly recent for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how you are, one of your purposes is being a caretaker.
Yes, I am.
Now, I came up with that because I was looking at her chart and I was seeing, oh my gosh.
My astrological chart.
Yes, your natal chart. And I said, oh my gosh, there's something here. And then I knew her story. So I knew even from even from childhood, you had a mentally disabled sister.
Yes.
Who needed a lot of care.
Yes.
But rather than having you be the hero, and everybody, you know, everybody said, well, Patricia will take care of your sister.
Yes.
And it was not an exalted position. It was kind of the
it was the position less than the maid.
Yes. And
I didn't have a maid, everyone.
And your mother used you in a way as mm-hmm. to say, okay, you're the least of my children, so you take care of her.
That's exactly what she did.
And that marked her, because you did a really good job and you're really good at it and you naturally gravitate toward it, but you were marked because it was also connected to a feeling of unworthiness or a message of unworthiness from mm-hmm. your mother.
Absolutely.
And from your family.
Absolutely.
And everybody else just assumed that, you know, Patricia would always take care of it, you know?
Yes.
You were
true.
You were the one who could organize the meals and take care of people. And
exactly.
It was just her job.
So, Jason, what are the, is the key points?
Your job does not have to be about your purpose in order for you to live your purpose. Mm-hmm. It's important to be practical about your jobs. So if it pays the bills or it's convenient for you, that's okay.
Yes.
You know, implementing your purpose in your life is deeply satisfying, and you can be creative about how to do that. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have self-knowledge to uncover your purpose to have a deeply satisfying life.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how you uncover your purpose and start to implement it. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how you uncover your purpose and start to implement it. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience. who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what can a person do to uncover their purpose? And is it hard or difficult?
You know, we like to be honest. We always like to be honest. It's very me, you know, kind of blunt on us sometimes. But it requires patience and persistence.
Oof, no kidding.
And here's why. There's dark energy that's attached to us that doesn't want us to find our purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
That dark energy wants us to be programmed.
Yes.
Because then when we program ourselves, we ignore our essence.
Yes.
We're not talking to our essence. Our essence is the best mentor, the best experts.
And truth teller.
The best best source of advice mm-hmm. in our life. But we're disconnected from our essence.
We are.
Because we're used to a world where it says, you know, if you're going to figure out this, here are three ways to do that.
Right.
Or these programs, these little algorithms that say, okay, do this or do that or do mm-hmm. that. Or this expert says this or this expert says that. That allows you to completely ignore your essence. And that's not how we're designed as human beings.
Exactly.
So, what I want to say is that our definition of negative energy or dark energy mm-hmm. is that which blocks evolution.
Mm.
And this is a perfect example, because when you try and uncover your purpose, you'll get some pushback.
True.
You'll be confused. You won't understand. And it's not something that just happens overnight. The more you clear, the better it is.
Absolutely.
So the ecosystem approach, this is another point that I want to make, is not confusing if you start in childhood. However,
well, but most of us didn't.
And because we're so programmed, yes. we get the ecosystem approach and programming mixed up all the time.
Yes, we do.
And that's where it gets confusing. It's not because the ecosystem approach is so confusing, but because we're trying to use a programming way to use the ecosystem approach, which of course doesn't work. And it's treating yourself like a machine,
true,
more
true.
Trying to treat you like an ecosystem. It just keeps getting stuck. And that's when we've been working with clients, that's the majority of what we do work with them on is that, okay, that, well, I thought I was doing this over here. Well, no, that's programming. Oh, okay. Well, then you have to do this over here. Okay. And then they'll do that for a while. And then some sort of programming thing will come up and they'll get in the way and say, well, that's programming. Oh, I didn't realize that. That's why we do the show every week.
Exactly.
Because there's so much involved in implementing your life with an energy approach.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, and you know what, Jason, I want to just take a moment. How I, first off, I've had the ability and intuitive ability all of my life. You, all of you have heard stories about that sort of thing, but how I started doing what I do today, which by the way, is one of my purposes. I had gotten laid off / fired from my job at the art school, and the person who ran the school, her attitude was, that'll teach her. Well, that'll teach her what? That kind of thing. But it pretty much devastated me, because of course I thought, oh, I did something wrong. And it wasn't until I'd been home about 2 weeks, the phone rang, and I was thinking that Jason was still working. And I was thinking that it was him. I picked up the phone, and there was this person on the other end of the phone, and it was one of Jason's clients. And she said, I have to talk to Jason. I said, well, he's not here right now. And she said, well, then can you help me? And I really thought, oh my gosh, first off, I could see what was going on, but because I can see, and I had connected with her, but was it the right thing to do? And what I realized in that very moment was, I came here to help people, and I came here to help people remove negative energy. And if Jason gets upset with me about this, because this was his client, not mine, you don't step over boundaries that way. I said to the person, I'm so-and-so. I can help you with that. And I will make sure that Jason gets back to you when he gets home. My point that I'm getting at is that I was afraid, meaning I needed to be clearing fear. I was afraid to actually do my purpose. It scared me. Was I overstepping? Was I doing the right thing? Was I going to make a difference?
We expect you, and that's a good point. We expect our purpose to have a big flag that says, here's your purpose right here.
Exactly, right here. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're going to do it from 9 to 5, blah, blah, blah.
That's
part of my point. It doesn't work that way. And not only that, but it doesn't always show up the way you think it should.
Well, and there's one more point, and I think it's really important.
Okay.
You know, you were talking about on the last segment about how you could do this and you could do that with your that job. That doesn't mean it was your purpose.
That's right.
And that's what's confusing too, is that, you know, in the beginning I thought I was a healer because that's what we were doing.
Yes.
But it wasn't, that's not really my purpose. And now that I know, and it's just recently in the last couple of years that I see that being a healer per se, even though I do it, is not necessarily, isn't my purpose.
It isn't your only purpose.
That's the bright colors that I was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. is that now I see that being an advocate for your essence and an energy approach to life, yes. is really
so big.
At the central core of my purpose.
Exactly.
You know? And for you too, it is, you could do all these things,
yeah.
but it didn't mean it was your purpose.
Exactly.
And so that's where you, so how do you do that? This is all that's about what, how do you do that?
Exactly.
Self-knowledge is the key.
Yes.
And we've done shows about self-knowledge. Go back and look up some of those shows. As you understand how you work, you can see self-knowledge is an energetic process.
Yes.
We think we can go take a test or an intern, like an inventory.
Or I can do 3 formulas and I'll get this result.
It doesn't happen that way.
No.
And it's not for someone else to tell you right. Who you are or what your purpose is.
Right.
It's for you to uncover it for yourself. And the reason I say that is because if someone else is more expertise at telling you what your purpose is, then there's something wrong either with you or with them.
Uh-huh.
Or
the situation.
I don't mean that in a judgmental way. I'm just saying that we're designed to know our purpose.
And because
to know ourselves.
And I'll repeat it one more time, because we have so much negative energy that we are dealing with, all of us, Jason and myself, all of you out there. The bottom line is that removing that negative energy, your purpose comes up. It comes up. It gets shown to you in a way that is amazing. And by the way, that client that was Jason's client, what I did was I caretaked.
Yes.
That client.
And so she might have back then confused it for healing, but
I might
really
have
a form of caretaking.
It truly was. It truly was.
So here's how to do it.
Okay.
Self-knowledge, using the ecosystem approach,
right.
clearing the negative energy on your essence.
Right.
Using your natal astrology chart.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many keys in that. And, you know, we don't have time to talk about that today, but it tells you, gives you a hint of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But again, uncover it with the energy.
Yes.
Clear and listen. Do the clearings, you know, listen to our show every week, do the clearings with us. And as you do those clearings, you'll uncover more and more.
And it makes it easier for you to listen.
Yes.
To the essence of, to your own essence.
Yes.
When you do that.
And be open to refining and changing as you have more understanding about yourself.
Absolutely.
So, here's the last thing I want to say.
Okay.
Star seeds have an extra purpose. Now, we've talked about this before. Your purpose is to be here on Earth and help with the evolution of Earth. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Earth is being enslaved with programming.
Yes.
Which keeps you from your essence, keeps you from evolving. And when you're programmed, you're not functioning from your own authentic part of yourself,
essence,
your essence.
Exactly.
You're being controlled by someone else.
And wait a minute, how's that working for everybody? And the answer that I see, it doesn't work for me. When I realized that that's what was going on, it doesn't work for me anymore. And I knew, I mean, I've always known that I came here to do something special, or, you know, extraordinary. And that's not, I'm not being conceited. I'm basically saying I've always known this. And when I realized that mine was going to be helping people with energy, understand energy and help them through all of that, I can't even begin to, the cha-chink that did for me.
Well, and this is the age of Aquarius, and, you know, having people evolve first and then come together in a democratic way is exactly what the age of Aquarius is all about.
And by the way, being enslaved to something and someone, not acceptable. With that said, key points of this segment, Jason?
You can uncover your purpose using energy techniques, but it requires patience and persistence. Negative energy is present and organizes itself to block a person who is uncovering their purpose. Mm-hmm. Self-knowledge that comes from clearing and using the natal chart in astrology, and the ecosystem approach shows you how to evolve and uncover your purpose and implement your starseed purpose.
Okay. So Jason, real fast, let's tell everyone how to do the clearing real fast.
So your posture is not important. You can stand, sit, lay down. Mm-hmm. You can be walking. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be in a reverent position. You don't have to be in the lotus position. Right. And so when we say end to eliminate, in your imagination, in your mind's eye, just gather up those things to eliminate, which is either emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, uh-huh. and then blow them into the processor. And if you're watching, Jacob's putting up the processor right now. If you want to see what the processor looks like, go to our website and sign up for a free section.
Right.
It's right there for you to download.
Exactly.
And otherwise, just throw it into a trash can.
I love it. And then we'll talk about life force when we're doing at the end of the next segment. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do clearings to help you start to uncover your purpose and start to implement that purpose in your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you start to uncover your purpose and start to implement that purpose in your life. Jason, you ready?
So we're going to use this clearing technique to do that. Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my purpose is an essential part of my life. It's time to know what it is.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my essence is the keeper of my purpose, and programming blocks my essence.
I love it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry and anxiety and numbness that distracts me from essence, my essence, and my purpose. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that may be blocking my purpose.
Take a breath. And here's a great big one. And to eliminate my old pattern to give up my power or give up my energy to other people, thinking that that's the way to be the good guy or that's the way it's supposed to be. I guarantee you it's not. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can spend my whole life giving up my energy to other people and never then know what my purpose is.
Exactly. Take a breath. Good. And to eliminate the feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that may be blocking my purpose. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can know that uncovering purpose is slow and requires persistence, but it's completely worth it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearing for self-knowledge is the first step towards purpose. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about changing my goals and objectives that come from programming.
Yes. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that when I'm programmed, I mistake goals and objectives for purpose. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger I have that could come from being detached from my purpose and my essence.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing myself objectively and seeing my purpose that has been there all along. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that tests and analysis cannot uncover purpose.
Yeah. And to eliminate the barriers so I can go inward, uncover essence, meaning my essence, and have the confidence to implement my purpose. Start slow. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to seeing my purpose is simple. I'm supposed to fill in the detail.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Oh, that's a good one. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see as a starseed, I have to help myself and then the world will evolve. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions. So I can see that starseeds need to wake up and evolve first, then implement their purpose.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Jason, are we ready for some life force?
Yes, just tell them briefly how to do that. Yes.
Okay. Life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come right in through the top of our head, go all the way to the tips of our toes, meaning it's going to go through our body. And we're going to activate ourselves with this. It goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes knowing, learning what my soul purpose or purposes are. Take a breath. Let it go in, all the way in.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to live from my essence and know and implement my purpose.
Take a breath. All the way through the top of your head, your whole body.
The energy approach also helps you with the confidence to implement that purpose. It's one thing to know what it is, and then it's another thing to have the confidence to do it.
Exactly. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my essence knows my purpose and the confidence to implement it. There you go. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use clearing energy to uncover my purpose and then have the confidence to use it.
Yes. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative and objective, and have hope and love, and not only love myself, but love others and love this earth that we live on, and have the confidence and the clarity that I need and want so I can accept the purpose and purposes that I came here to employ. Take a breath, nice and easy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a big show for me. This goes really back to my purpose. Okay.
Okay.
It's about metaphysics and good arguments for non-believers.
Oh.
You know, we've been doing this for it's
over 20 years.
Over 20 years. It's longer than that now. And for the most part, we've kind of kept low key.
Yes, we have.
We don't go around saying, hey, we're intuitives. Hey, look at us. We're intuitives. We don't do that. And we don't look like intuitives. Well, you do a little bit, I'm too square. I'm too straight. I don't look like an intuitive, whatever that is. And, but this is what we found after doing this for so many years. There's all these people that have PhDs, important jobs, vice presidents of companies, people who, doctors, medical professionals,
yes,
that are closet believers. They know that there's something there for them.
They know there's something more.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, we collaborated with them to keep it secret because they didn't want to be discredited in their field of work by believing in this stuff.
Yes.
But today, you know, it's with Age of Aquarius, with QAnon and all the conspiracies, theories, you know, it's, you know, we look mild mannered compared to all that stuff. The difference is that this is not a conspiracy theory, a cult, or any of that. This, you know, metaphysics should be part of your daily life. And I'm going to make the argument in the next show of why that is, that why we should all have a metaphysical approach to life, because it fills in the blank and science can't do it. Science is breaking down and helping us with all the answers. You know, an example, and we've got just a minute here, so I'm going to take it. But, if something horrific happens, car accident.
Okay.
You always say, well, why me?
Yeah, that's
those
true.
Why me questions happen whenever there's a tragedy. Why me?
Okay.
Why did this happen? Or why did it happen to my mother or my father or one of my siblings? Why did that happen?
Yes.
You know, it could be a natural disaster. It could be all sorts of things.
Sure.
those why questions, we go to religious leaders, and frankly, they don't have the answers either.
No.
And I know that a lot of those answers can happen by taking a metaphysical approach to your life. And we're going to talk about how that happens. And during this age of Aquarius, it's time for the closet believers, starting with me. And this is, you know, like I said, I thought in the beginning I was a healer. That was my purpose.
Yeah.
No, I'm an advocate.
Yes, you are.
I'm a warrior. I'm an advocate. And it's time for me to start to speak up and say, hey, you know, you guys think this is less than honorable. Oh. And I'm saying that that everybody should have this. And if you don't have this, it's at your
peril.
And that it's at your, it's going to put you at the back of the line, not at the front of the line.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that doesn't serve anything.
And, you know, the ecosystem approach was always created to be part of a person's life in a practical and reasonable way.
Right.
We don't want you to dye your hair, go into lotus position, act strange in public, any of that.
That's not what we're looking for, anyone.
The energy approach gives you all sorts of information that gives you a head start in life.
Right.
And we want to help show you how that is.
So let me ask the audience the question. What if today's show made you think about something, or it touched your heart? You know, what about that?
You can make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life. This is what you do. We've set it up.
Yes.
Listen to our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org,
mm-hmm.
and sign up for our free section. When you do that, you get the list of purposes
mm-hmm.
that we talked about today. You have to do that and make sure that you're signed up for that. And, also, if you want to see us via video, just go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org.
Exactly. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.